right. Good morning.
早晨好.
Happy New Year. I hope you had a good Christmas and New Year's.
新年好. 希望大家有一个很好的圣诞节跟新年.
Let's begin our time with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始.
God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你.
Thank you that you loved us.
谢谢你爱我们.
Loved us so much to send your Son into our world.
如此的爱我们, 以至于差遣你的儿子来到我们的世间,
so that we can be transformed people.
让我们成为被更新被改变的人,
we can be made in your image.
我们可以成为你的形象.
We thank you for the work that you are doing in our lives.
谢谢你在我们生命中所做的工.
And we ask that you will continue to guide and to help us to grow in your image.
求你继续引导我们, 让我们在你的形象上成长。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Okay, a few weeks ago, we started looking at our knowledge of ourself.
几个星期以前, 我们开始来看我们如何认识自己。
We looked at what it means to know God.
我们来看, 认识神意味着什么。
And now we are looking at what it means to know ourselves.
现在我们来看我们自己。
And I plan to finish this today and tomorrow, next Sunday, finish this section.
所以我今天, 希望到下个星期我能把, 这个认识自我讲完。
In looking at knowing ourselves, I started with where we are.
从认识自己我们先来看我们原来是怎么样的,现在是怎么样。
That after we are born again, after we are brought to spiritual life, we begin to see the deep-rooted self-centeredness that is part of us.
从生之后我们就看到我们自己本身的那个里边根深蒂固的自我中心。
This is not something we choose.
不是我们自己选择要成为这样的。
It's just who we are.
那就我们本来就是那样。
This is how we are born.
我们生来就是这样。
And so the last week and today we're looking at what God does to change that in us.
我们看神在, 我们身上是如何来工作, 如何来运行, 来改变这些。
Last week I began to talk about what it means to die to self.
上次呢,我们谈到了对自己死,就是自死老我意味着什么?
And I said to you that that simply means a complete surrender of ourselves to God.
我说那就简单地意味着自己对神一个完全的降服。
A term that Paul uses when he talks about that we must die daily.
保罗就用这个词,他说要每天向自己死。
We must put to death, he says, the things that are sinful.
就是要自死老我,要把那个生命中罪的东西自死。
Jesus says we must take up our cross.
主耶稣说我们要背起自己的十字架。
All of these seem to me different ways of describing this complete surrender of myself to God.
这个就是自己对神完全降,自我对神完全降服的不同的描述方式。
Now, a few weeks ago, I described some of the characteristics of a person who is self-centered.
前两次课呢,我有一次就讲到了说一个自我中心的人,他的特征。
Said, it is a person who seeks self-gratification.
他寻求自我满足。
Seeking what satisfies me apart from what glorifies God.
不是说去荣耀神, 而是来寻求如何满足我自己。
Self-promotion.
自我抬举。
Seeking honor from men more than the honor of God.
寻求人的称赞荣耀, 而不是神的荣耀。
And the thing that I want you to see as I go through this list once more real quickly is this.
我很快地过一下这个自我中心的这个特征。
These are not characteristics of people who are living a life of active rebellion against God.
这些并不是说那些很外在很明显的就是过一个背逆神的生活的人的特征。
This is not someone who says I'm going to go kill someone or I'm going to go steal.
这不是一些人说我要去, 去杀害人或者要去偷东西的人的特征。
This is just who we are.
我们每个人就是这样的。
We don't make a conscious decision.
我们不会说有意识的做这种决定。
And they fit perfectly well in the church.
然后呢，在教会里，这个情况也是可以很容易的出现，就是很自然而然的就在那。
The Pharisees would have fit very well in this second characteristic of self-promotion.
那自我抬举这一点呢，可以很好的应用在法利赛人的身上。
By seeking to be honored for good things.
他希望他做的善事、好事被人认出来，被人称赞。
Self-pity.
或者自怜。
The feeling that I deserve better.Than people are giving me.
他觉得别人给我应该配得更好的，别人对我这个不够好。
Last couple of weeks, I was reading a book on missions in China, the history of missions in China.
过去两周呢，我在读对中国的这个宣教历史。
And one of the great temptations for a missionary in those early days in China.
在那个早期去中国宣教士，他们所面临的一个最大的试探就是
was to begin to think.I left home and I'm sacrificing.
就是我都离开故乡，离开家乡，我牺牲这么大。
And no one appreciates it.
但是却没有人感谢我。
No one from home sent me any letters.
没有说从家乡有人给我写信。
My mission board doesn't understand me.
我那个差遣我的这个宣教事工也不感谢我。
I deserve better.
我应该得到更好的。
Self-will.
然后自我意志
The desire to control myself.
我要管控管理我自己控制我自己
Self-fulfillment apart from God.
就是离开神的这样一个自我实现
Now those are the characteristics I gave you of a self-centered person.
这是一个自我中心的人的特征
I start there because this morning I want to start with characteristics of a person who is surrendered to Christ.
然后我先讲今天早上我先讲这个自我中心的特征是因为我今天要讲到一个完全降服对神完全降服的人的特征
Who has died to self.
他已经对自己死了
Self is no longer in control.
他自死的老我所以这个自我不在这个控的地位而是完全的降服给神
Some characteristics.
他的特征呢
And I will say these are characteristics, it seems to me, that are growing in us.
我说这些特征是在我们的身上成长。
In other words, I don't find in Paul's writings.
不是说我在保罗的书信里没有看到。
When you reach this level.
不是说我到了这个层这个水平这个层面。
You are a surrendered person.
我到了这个层面，我就是一个对神降服的人。
I see a picture of day by day, I am surrendering and growing in the image of Christ.
是这样一个描述，就是说每一天我对神降服，然后在对神的降服中，在这样一个成长的。
Surrendered people, number one, have a teachable spirit.
就是一个能够对神降服的人呢，他首先是有一个。
You see, when I am controlled by self,
当我被自我所控掌控的时候
it is hard to teach me.
那你其实是很难教导我的
Because I want to be known as the one who knows what's right.
因为我想被人觉得说我才是那个知道什么是对的人
I want to be in control of myself.
我要掌控我自己的生活
And a teachable spirit means, I say, I can be taught.
一个受教的心就是说我可以被别人教导
I don't have everything together
我并不是说所有的事情都明白都知道
A submissive spirit They are willing to yield to others
一个呢就是一个顺服的心就是一个容易就是让步的心
They don't have to be first
他不需要每件事情都居首位
They don't have to win every argument
不是每次争论中他都要最后是那个得胜赢的人
they don't have to win every issue
不是说在每件事情上他都是要赢的
they are willing to yield
他们愿意让步
they respect God's opinion over opinion and tradition culture and tradition
他看重神的意念胜于人或者传统的意念
they accept correction without anger
当别人来纠正他们的时候，他们会接受，也不会生气。
An honor without pride.
然后谦和的接受荣誉而不骄傲。
In other words, when they are told they are wrong,
当别人告诉他们什么地方错的时候
，they don't resent it.
他们不会说心里边好像有怨恨。
And when they are honored.
当他们被抬高的时候
，they don't, we say, get the big head.
不是说那个好像飘飘然。
There was an old evangelist.
有一位老的一个宣教家
who told the story of preaching in a church as a guest.
然后他有一次做那个就是别人邀请他去一个教会讲道。
And he said the first person who shook his hand after the service.
在那个结束之后，有第一个跟他握手的人
said, Reverend.
他说牧师啊。
That was the greatest sermon I have ever heard in my life.
那是我这个生命中所听到的最棒的讲道。
And this evangelist said he very quietly prayed a silent prayer, Lord, please help my head not to get too big.
然后他心里面就说，我马上向神有一个就是默然默声祷告，说神啊，不要让我这个脑袋都就一下子冲得很大，飘飘然的。
But then he said, as people continued to pass through,
但是当大家这个听众一个一个过来的时候
，somebody came through and said,
有一个人就过来说。
You are the most ignorant preacher I have ever heard.
他说你是 ignorant.
Ignorant.
他说你是我所听到一个最无知的这个一个讲员。
Your grammar was bad.
你的这个语法很糟糕。
That was a terrible sermon.
你这个讲道太糟糕了。
And he said, I prayed another prayer.
他说我又向神祷告。
God, please help my head not to get too small.
不是，不要让我自己就一下子好像像太小了，我把自己想得太低。
A surrendered person.
所以呢，一个可以一个降服的人
accepts correction without fighting back.
不是说当别人纠正他的时候，他一定要打回去。
And accepts honor without pride.
当他接受荣耀的荣誉的时候，也不会觉得飘飘然很骄傲。
Surrendered people are not afraid of the lowest seat.
这个一个降服的人，他不会在意这个卑位，就是个低的位置。
Are not proud when they're put in the first seat.
当他们被放在这个首位的时候，他们也不会骄傲。
They are simply satisfied with wherever God puts them.
神把他们放在什么地方，他们就很满足，就接受。
Sometimes we mistake a surrendered life with a false kind of humility.
有的时候我们会把这个一个真正降服的生活和一个假装出来的这种谦卑呢，就是给混淆起来。
No, I can't do that job. I'm not good enough.
哦，说那个我做不了，我没那么棒。
A surrendered person simply says, God, where do you want me?
一个降服的人就会简单的说，神啊，你要我在哪里？
If you put me here, that's fine.
如果你把我放在那么高的位置，没关系。
And if you put me here, that's okay too.
如果你把我放在一个很低的位置，那没关系，也很好。
I am surrendered to your plan.
我降服于你给我的计划。
Surrendered people do not need to protect their image, so they are willing to confess their faults.
所以呢，这个降服的人呢，不需要保护自己的自我形象，然后呢，所以他们可以承认自己的瑕疵、自己的缺点。
They are willing to say.
他们愿意说。
Those words that are so difficult in Chinese and in English.
这些话呢，真的是非常困难，不管是中文还是英文。
I am wrong.
我错了。
Difficult words.
这都是很困难的词，不管是中文
还是英文来说。Because self
says. 因为自我会说。
Absolutely not.
肯定不是。
But a person who is growing in the image of Christ,
但是在基督形象上，在基督的样式上成长的人，
is willing to say,
他愿意说，
I'm wrong,
我错了。
One of the great pictures in the New Testament of this,
在新约里边一个很明显的一个描绘就是，
is Simon Peter,
就是西门彼得。
Now, if you've read the Gospels,
如果你去读过福音书，
you know that Peter was not a quiet, laid-back person who just kind of said, push me in the back, it doesn't matter.
那个彼得不是一个很安静的，一个什么都可以的人，说你把我放在背后，没关系。
He had strong opinions.
I mean,
he's one of the few people in the Bible, along with Job, who it records him arguing and telling God that God was wrong.
然后呢，他和约伯就是那种几个比较少的人物是被记载下来，跟神争论说：“神啊，你这个错了。”
It takes a certain personality to say, "No, God, you made a mistake this time."
那个是需要有点个性的，对不对？跟神说：“神啊，这次你做错了。”
But in Peter's life,
但是彼得的生命,
we see this wonderful scene in Galatians 2.
我们看到一个非常好的一个，就是一个。
In Galatians, the story is told from Paul's perspective.
这个加拉太书呢，是以保罗的角度来描述的。
But I want you to think about it from Peter's perspective.
但是我要你想象一下，从彼得的角度来想象一下。
Paul comes to Antioch, I believe.
保罗到了，Paul. 彼得，保罗到了安提阿教会。
And he sees that Peter is there. He's been meeting with some of the believers.
他看彼得已经在那里跟信徒在一起。
And he has been fellowshipping with the Gentile believers.
他跟那个外邦人的信徒呢，彼此之间有相交，有联谊。
Eating together.
有团契。
But in their culture, eating together was far more than simply sitting down in the dining room over here, wherever there's an empty seat.
然后呢，在他们当时的文化里边，他们就在一起吃饭。可是跟我们在那个以前午餐的时候，你去那个吃饭的地方，只要有空座位，你坐下来，可是不一样。It
meant we are one body.
那个在一起就是那个相交，那个团体意味着我们是一个身体。
Peter has matured greatly to the point where he now is eating and fellowshipping with Gentile believers.
彼得现在已经很成熟了，所以他现在可以跟外邦人的信徒一起吃饭，一起有团契。The
person who just a few years ago said to God, "No, God, I don't eat anything unclean."
然后这个人呢，彼得几年前还给神说：“神呐，这个任何不洁净的食物我都不吃。”
He has grown.
他已经在成长。
But in your spiritual life,
但是在你的属灵生命中,
and yes, this includes you and me both,
这包括你也包括我自己,
we never reach the point where we have it all together in every issue.
我们从来不会到一个地步，我们每件事情、每个方面、每个领域，我们都完美了。
And unfortunately, often it seems we have to learn the same lessons over again.
可惜的是呢，好像我们要一而再、再而三地学同一个功课。And
so Peter is there fellowshipping, eating with these Gentile Christians.
彼得是本来在安提阿跟这些外邦的信徒一起吃饭，一起团聚。
When some big shots from Jerusalem show up.
但是好像有从耶路撒冷来的大人物出现了。Peter.
彼得呀。 Peter's embarrassed. And the opinion of the Jerusalem big shots matters more to him than the Gentile believers who are nobodies.
然后呢，好像从这个耶路撒冷来的这些大人物的意见，比这个外邦人的信徒对他们的意见就更重要了。
And after all, he's a big shot too, you know.
你要知道,
he's one of the leaders.
他也是一个大人物啊，他是那个耶路撒冷教会的那个领袖啊。
And so he comes over and he starts eating with the big shots.
然后他就现在过来，他跟这些大人物一起吃饭。
And he cuts off the Gentile believers.
他就不再跟那些外邦人的信徒来往，跟他们断绝。Paul
shows up.
这时候保罗出现了。
And the way Paul tells the story is this.
保罗怎么来讲这个描述当时的场景呢？
I withstood him to the face.
我就当面抵挡他。
Because he was to be blamed.
因为他有可责之处。
That is a very nice way of saying.
那是一个很好的描述方式，怎么说呢？就是
I chewed him out in front of everybody.
我就是在众人面前给他难看，当众来给他责难他。
And told him, "You're a big hypocrite."
就告诉在众人面前指责说你是个大伪君子。
That's what we read in Galatians.
那是我们在加拉太中所读到的。
Chapter 2. Here's what I want you to see from Peter's perspective.
但是我想你从彼得的角度来看。
If you are Peter,
如果你是彼得的话，
would you be tempted to say something like this?
你的那个试探是不是想这么说？
Paul?
保罗。
You little runt. We think Paul was short.
因为保罗个子，你这个小矮子，因为保罗个子，彼得是比较高大的。
I was preaching at Pentecost.
我在这个五旬节的时候在讲道。
When you weren't called Paul, you were called Saul, and you were killing Christians.
那个时候你还不叫保罗，叫扫罗，你那时候在逼迫基督徒。
I was serving God.
我已经在服侍神了。
When you were standing there watching them stone Stephen to death.
但是呢，你却看着那个斯提凡被打死。
Don't you dare tell me what I should be doing.
你告诉我，难道你可以告诉我我该怎么做吗？
Because at least I don't have blood on my hands from killing Christians.
起码我手上没有沾着基督徒的鲜血。
I mean, wouldn't that make a pretty good argument?
那是不是一个很好的一个？
Put that in 140 characters and you've got a good tweet.
所以呢，你是不是两个就可以对上了？
And is that not our natural tendency?
那是不是我们天然的一个倾向呢？我们这样说。
Paul's right. I shouldn't have done that.
保罗会说、哦、我是不应该这么做。
But who is he to tell me?
但是保罗说你是谁你告诉我该怎么做。
Our natural tendency is to react in self-defense.
我们的自然的倾向就是要自我防备。
And to attack a person, especially if we know they're right.
我们要去那个就是回击那个人尤其是知道就是我是对他是我是对的。
But here's what I want you to see about Peter.
但是我在这里呢，我就或者是对方是对的，我就要看到彼得的他。
The very next event we know of in Peter's life，
在下一个的那个彼得生命中的一个事件就是
，is in Acts chapter 15，
就是在耶路使徒行传第十五章。
It takes place just a few months after this confrontation in Antioch，
就是在安提阿这样大的一个冲突之后的几个月。
And they're there to discuss these Gentile believers and what do we do.
然后他们在讨论对这个外邦人的信徒教会应该怎么处理。
Paul has come to defend the rights of the Gentiles to continue to be Gentiles.
然后呢，保罗是要，就是他是为这个外邦人捍卫，就是外邦人继续有外像外邦人那样的信徒。
There are Jewish Christians who are saying that if you're going to be a Christian.As a Gentile, you have to convert to Judaism.
因为呢，有这个犹太人呢，这些信徒就说，如果你作为外邦人，你想成为基督徒，那你必须要遵守这个犹太人的规条，成为信犹太教。
And Paul is there to argue against that.
但是保罗是跟他们大大的辩论。
Now, let me ask you a question before I go further.
在我继续讲之前，先问大家一个问题。
Don't give me any examples out loud.
不用大声的给我一个例子。
But do you ever find yourself?
你有没有发现自己
on a religious issue?
不管是在一个就是信仰的问题上
on a political issue,
或者是在政治的问题上
deciding what you think, not so much from the idea, the principle, but based on who is on the other side.
你有时候你决定你的这个观念呢或者这个原则不是说在于这个问题这个事情的本身而是在于那个对方那个人你决定你的观点。
If the person I don't like takes this position,
如果我不喜欢的人呢他采取的是这个他的在是这个立场。
My natural reaction is to not even think through the issue and just take the opposite.
我的这个天然的倾向就是甚至不去考虑这个问题这个事情这个问题的本身就是因为不喜欢这个人的我就给他采取一个相反的立场。
Is that right? Am I right?
对不对
?So we're in a meeting?
我们在大家在一起开会。
And Brother Quincy?
这个Quincy弟兄
argues opposite of me.
他呢总是跟我就是观点都是不对都是相反的。
And he wins.
而且他这次他赢了。
And he argues it so well that I'm embarrassed.
然后呢他很会讲啊然后我也觉得挺难看。
I lose.
我输了我这次我就是说我这一方面也是输了。
Next time an issue comes up.
另外一次呢又有一个问题有一个讨论问题。
I'm going to 10. to be opposite of what he thinks.
我的倾向就有很可能就是说我要采取一个跟他不同的立场。
Right?
对不对？
Because he embarrassed me last time and I'm going to win this time.
因为上次他让我难看，那这次我要赢过他。
We haven't disagreed on anything, by the way. I'm just
我们之间之间没有任何这个不同。
I needed a deacon to use.
我需要一个那个执事来。
Here's what I want you to see.
我想让大家看到的是
Paul is there at the Jerusalem Council.
保罗在那个耶路撒冷会议
Peter stands up.
但是彼得站起来
and argues in support of Paul's position.
但是他站起来他是支持保罗的立场的
A position that was opposite to what Peter used to believe.
他的这个立场呢是跟彼得之前所相信所支持的立场是相反的。
My point is this.
我的要表达的就是
A surrendered life.
一个降服的生命
is living in a way that I no longer have to protect my image.
就是我不是说我活的就是要保护我自己的形象。
I no longer have to defeat you to build myself up.
我不需要再击败你来把我自己的那个地位抬高
Because God's in charge.
因为神在掌管
And his opinion matters more than anyone else's.
神的看法神的想法意见胜过任何人的
Now, once I describe that
我一旦描述这个之后
Let me ask you this
我问大家
For how many of you can you say, oh yeah, that sounds pretty easy. I think I can live that way.
有多少人会说哦那个听起来很容易我想我可以做得到。
Every hand should be down.
每个人的手都不应该举起来。
Because that is not natural, is it?
因为那个这样不是一个我们的自然的天然的反应。
That's not how we naturally think.
那不是我们自然的会想的。
And so the next truth that I want you to see is this.
所以呢再一个真理我们要看的就是
This life of complete surrender
对神一个完全绝对降服的生命
This death to self
就是这个对老我死的这样一个生命
Is possible only by grace through faith
只有靠着恩典借着信心才有可能
We all understand we are saved We are justified onlyby grace through faith.
我们都知道我们是靠完全是因着恩典借着信心我们才得救。
But it seems to me that many Christians think that once you've done that,
但是好像看着很多基督徒是觉得
once you are baptized,
一旦你被受洗一旦你受洗之后
you come up out of the water,
你从水里上来
and you say, okay, God, I've got it from here on.
神啊现在我就靠自己我就可以了。
Thank you for bringing me from death to life.
谢谢你让我从死里复活，让我
出
死入生。现在呢，我就可以了。
And the truth is,
但是真理就是
I cannot live this kind of surrendered life apart from the ongoing grace of God working in my life day after day after day.
除非靠的神，就是这个不断的继续的。他在我身上的这样的恩典的工作和运行我是没有办法过这种一个降服的生活的
It seems to me that Christians always often, I said always often make one of two mistakes in thinking about a holy life, a surrendered life
基督徒在对这个圣洁生活这种降服的生活的理解上通常会犯两种错误中的一种
One is to feel likeI have nothing to do in this.
一种是觉得这个我做不了什么。
God will make me holy when he chooses.
当神想的时候他就会让我圣洁。
So I do not need to pursue holiness.
所以我不需要追求圣洁。
I just live my life.
我就过我的生活。
And I don't worry about it.
我也不去操那么多心。
But over and over in Paul's writings, he tells us, press forward.
但是保罗不断的在他的书信里讲到说你要向着标杆
follow after chase after holiness
但是在希伯来书里讲到你们要追求圣洁
Colossians I believe it is I don't have
the record
I die daily I bring myself under submission
是我向叫声服我攻克己身叫声服我
Paul is saying there is an effort, there is a pursuit to this life of a surrender, daily surrender to God.
所以这个每天对神的降服的生活中就是要牵扯到一种努力，一种努力，对神的努力，对神的降服。
The other error
另外一个错误就是,
is that there are others who think that I can achieve this kind of holy life, a surrendered life, through my own efforts.
就是靠着我自己的努力，我可以达到这种降服的生活。
And the truth is, it's impossible.
但是这个真相真理是不可能的。
We are born, I said to you, with self at the center.
我们生来就是自我中心的。
And here's what that means.
那就意味着什么呢？
We live every day with self wrapping itself like a vine around us.
我们每天都生活在自我之中，这个自我就好像一个那个枝，就像那个葡萄树那个藤似的，把我们缠得紧紧的。
And we cannot untangle it.
我们没有办法就把它给那个缠绕给解开。
My mother had a tree in her yard.
我妈妈在那个后院种了一棵树。
And there was some kind of a vine that had grown up and wrapped around in it.
它有一个那个像藤类植物就长出来，就把那个树给藏起来。
And my mother decided that it was unhealthy and it was going to kill the tree.
我妈觉得那个藤爬藤植物是一个不健康的，可能会把那棵树给弄死。
And so she asked me to take it out.
所以他就让我把那个藤萝藤植物给它剪掉。
And I said, sure, that would be hard.
我就想说没问题，我想这个也不会很难。
I was wrong. Because for years they had grown together.
因为有很多年，因为这个藤呢跟这个树呢就长在一起。
It wasn't just a matter of yanking something.
不是一下就能拔的，一拔就拔出来的。
Everywhere they were intertwined.
在任何的地方，他们都已经缠绕在一起。这个树跟这个罗藤植物已经交织在一起。
I finally said, Mom.
然后最后我对我妈说,
It's going to kill this tree.
她说，最后她会。
But you and I will both be dead before it happens, so don't worry about it.
我说妈妈，我说在这个他这个罗藤植物把这个树给弄死之前，我们俩可都不在了，所以别担心。
She glared at me, and I went back and finished.
然后呢，他就对我不高兴，当时我妈对我就不开心，所以我就还是把它给弄了。
But I always think about that silly tree.
我就总想那棵那个树啊。
When I think about how self has intertwined itself into our life.
我就想说这个自我是如何的缠绕纠集在我们的那个生命当中。
You can sit here and say, I've decided I'm no longer going to be selfish.
你可以坐在这里就是说，我决定了以后我不要再自我中心。
I'm going to put others first.
我要把别人放在首位。
And that will work very well.
那个这样想是好像很好的。
Until the next time you really want something,
直到下一次真的是很想要一些东西。
That conflicts with what someone else really wants.
你跟那个别人很想要的一个东西有冲突。And
so, how do we live this life? Only through the power of grace.
只有靠着这个恩典的力量，我们才能过这种降服的生活。Three
things I want to say to you about this morning.
所以呢，今天早上我要讲三件事。
First of all, this grace is found in the power of the cross.
第一个呢，这个恩典呢，就是彰显在就是在十字架的大能中你能找到。Appropriated,
taken to us by faith.
就是我们得到这个恩典是靠着信心。Galatians
2.
在加拉太书第二章。One
of the great verses on what it means to live a holy life.
就是关于圣洁生活一个最伟大的一个篇章，一些经节。Paul
says,
保罗说,
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。Now
think about this verse as I read this to you.
请你来思想这个经文，当我给你读的时候。
I told you last week, what does it mean to be crucified?
我上个星期讲过，这个钉十字架意味着什么呢？
It doesn't mean I wear a necktie with a cross on it or a necklace with a cross on it.
不是说你戴的项链或者你戴的领带上面有十字架的那个标志。
To be crucified means
钉十字架意味着
I am dead.
我死了。
So Paul says, I am dead with Christ. Just like he died, I died.
保罗说就像主耶稣在十字架上死了，我也死了。
It's no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And then hear this. The life I now live in the flesh, in the body.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
This life that I am living today,
就是我今天所活的这个生命。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
是因信神的儿子而活。
Paul says, I am dead and alive at the same time.
保罗说，我在同时又是死的，又是活的。
I died, I was crucified with Christ.
我已经和基督同定十字架，我死了。
My old self,
我的那个老我。
The Paul who wanted me to be first,
那个总想说我是第一的，我在首位的那个保罗。
That Paul was conquered at the cross.
那个保罗在十字架已经被征服，已经。
And a new Paul has been raised to life.
一个新的保罗被。带入生命，进入一个新生。
And lives under the power of Jesus.
是在耶稣基督的能力下生活。
Who died on the cross.
耶稣基督是在十字架上死的。
Lives under the daily control of the Holy Spirit.
是每天在圣灵的掌控之下生活。
You and I will consistently live a holy Christian life only if we do it with a daily reliance on the power of the cross.
只有说每天靠着十字架的大能，我们才能过这样一个持续不断的圣洁降服的生活。
You see, many Christians are defeated because they are trying to win victories in their own power.That they can win only through Christ.
很多基督徒呢，当他们靠着自己的力量要过这个得失，就是这个圣洁的生活，他们是失败的。你只有靠着十字架的大能。
I didn't schedule this lesson for today based on this, but today is the day after New Year's.
然后呢，我没有计划要今天的课呢是这样的来进行的，但是今天是新年之后的第一课。
How many of you made some New Year's resolutions?
多少人已经做了个新年立志
Is that not a Chinese thing?
难道这个不是中国人要做的吗？新年立志，好像没人举手。
Friday about 8 o'clock, New Year's Eve.
在那个新年年夜，
I saw someone posted on Facebook.
我看有人在脸书上就在那儿就是发了个帖子。
Between now and midnight.
8点到夜里12点
I need to read 32 books
我需要读32本书
Lose 40 pounds
那个减掉40磅
And jog 234 more days
然后在那个写那个日记写243天
I won't be on Facebook for the next 4 hours
下面4个小时我都不会上脸书
But the point is this
这个他要表达的就是
Many of us make New Year's resolutions
很多人呢我们就有新年立志
And by January 2nd we've broken them
然后到1月2号我们这个新年立志就被打破了
We simply can't do it
我们就是没法做到
And those are things that we know are good for us
我们而且这些事情都是我们知道对我们是有益处的
Think how much harder it is to do the things that we don't think are good for us.
你再想想，如果你要去都不觉得这个事情对你有好处，你要去做它会
做的。
让别人占首位。
Being willing to lose.
就是愿意就是输掉。
Caring for their interests more than my interests.
看重别人的这个兴趣利益。
None of those things seem to be good for me.
这些对我看着都不是有好处，都没好处啊。
And so the only way I can do it is through the power of the cross.
所以只有靠着十字架的大能，我才能做到。
Grace is found in the power of the resurrection.
恩典也彰显在神的复活的耶稣基督的复活的大能上。
Paul in Galatians 2 doesn't simply look back to to the cross.
保罗在加拉太第二书第二章不是回顾十字架。
But he looks to the power of the resurrection.
而且他是看着神复活的大能。
Christ lives in me.
而是基督耶稣在我里面活着。
And his living in me is the secret to holy living.
他在我里边活着，这个就是一个圣洁生活的一个秘诀。
Dennis Kinlaw said something that to me is very powerful for understanding this.
金丹尼他说了一句对我理解这个非常的，我觉得是非常的有好。
Becoming like Christ is a work of grace.
他说像就是像基督是一个恩典的工作。
That occurs only as Christ lives in me.
只有说基督耶稣住在我里面。
Not.As I strive to be like him.
而不是说我努力的是要去像他。
Becoming like Christ.
就是你要像基督。
Happens only as Christ lives in me.
只有基督活在我里面才有可能。
Not.
而不是说
through my efforts to be like him.
通过我个人的努力去像他。
When I was in high school, someone gave me a book.
我在高中的时候有人送我一本书。
I liked it very much.
我非常的喜欢这本书。
And it described a community where the people decide that they will ask before every decision.
就是他们描述了一个社群，就在这个社群里边的人呢，他们就决定说，在我做任何事情之前。
What would Jesus do?
他们会问自己一个问题，就是说耶稣基督会怎么做。
And I read this book and I thought, this is great.
然后我读到那本书，我就说这个书太棒了。
This is how to live a Christian life.
这就是你如何来过一个基督徒的生活。
When I have a decision,
当我有一个决定的时候，
I ask what would Jesus do?
我就先问说耶稣会怎么做。
And then I do it.
然后我就去做。
Isn't that simple?
是不是那么简单呢？
No, it's not.
没那么简单。
Because you see, in my town, no one else had read the book.
因为在我的这个镇上呢，没有别人读那本书。
This is the way it was supposed to work.
因为他应该是这么工作的。
We were going to be having an argument.
我们两个人之间有一个。
And at the same moment, she and I were both going to say, "What would Jesus do?"
在同一个时间、同一刻，我们两个人都会问说：“哎，耶稣会怎么做？”
And everything was going to be fine.
然后每件事情都很好。
My friend and I were going to be having a fight.
然后我跟朋友本来要争吵，要打起来了。
And just as we were ready to punch one another,
就到我们准备给对方一拳的时候
，What would Jesus do?
然后我们突然想到说：“哎呀，耶稣会怎么做
？”Right?
对不对
？But my friend hadn't read the book.
但是我的朋友没读那本书。
So when I did this,
所以当我这样做
，He did this.
然后他说：“耶稣怎么做？”他一拳打过来。
You understand?
你了解吗
？It hurt.
那个很痛，对吧
？Beyond that.
除了这个之外，在这个
，When I face temptation，
当我面对试探的时候
，I forgot what Jesus would do。
我已经忘了耶稣会怎么做。
Because I wanted that，
因为我很想要那个呀。
And I came to understand this problem。
然后我就了解到这个问题。
Knowing what Jesus would do is not sufficient。
知道耶稣会怎么做。不是不够的
，because I'm not Jesus，
因为我不是耶稣。
But，
但是
，if day by day，
如果每一天
，the resurrected Jesus，
这位复活的耶稣
，is empowering me to live the way he would，
他给我能力，让我去过他会过的生活。
Now。That becomes a realistic way to live.
那就成为一个可以实现的一个真实的生活方式。
You understand the difference?
你了解到这个不同了吗
？In one case, I'm asking what would Jesus do, and in my power, I'm doing it.
一种情况就是说我问说哦，耶稣会怎么做？然后靠着我自己的能力去做。
It doesn't work.
然后的行不通。
In the other case, I'm asking what Jesus would do. I still need to know what he would do.
然后呢，我就问耶稣会怎么做，我仍然问耶稣会如何做。
And then I am admitting my inability to do it.
然后呢，我承认我这个没有办法做到这种事情，我没有这种能力。
And I'm saying God,
然后我说神呐、啊、
，Only you，
只有你，只有你让这个可能成为可能。
But Paul said.
但是保罗说
，The power of the one who raised Jesus from the dead，
让耶稣从死里复活的这个大能。
Would you agree that that's pretty incredible power？
你是不是承认这是一个非常惊人的能力，难以置信的能力？让耶稣从
the one who raised Jesus from the dead，
让耶稣从死里复活的大能
，is available to empower me to do。What I need to do in the face of daily temptation，
在每天的这种面临的试探中呢，对我也是可，就是可以给我，让我也能够去做耶稣所做的。
Asking what would Jesus do is useless unless Christ lives in me。
除非耶稣基督住在我里面，你去问耶稣会怎么做，这个是没有用的。
Then。
然后
He empowers me to live.
然后他就给我能力，让我去过这种生活。
And that should be a very practical thing in our life.
那应该在我们生命中是一个非常实际的，也是可实行的。
You know, I worry that it's easy to sit in a class.
我担心的就是说，坐在这个课堂里很容易。
And hear something like that. No, you know, that's
听到了这个说哦，那个听得很好。
That's Sunday morning, you know. That's Sunday morning.
那是那个主日的早晨，那是主日。
But what you and I must understand is this.
但是你和我必须要了解的就是。
On Monday at work.
在星期一工作的时候。
On Tuesday at home.
在星期二回在家里的时候。
Or at school,
或者在学校的时候，你们去上学。
This is how you and I live as the people of God.
那就是我们作为神的子民如何来生活。
You see, it troubles me greatly that, by and large,
然后有一件事情让我挺困扰我的，就是
Christians in our world do not look.Do not live significantly differently than unbelievers.
在这个世界上，大多数的基督徒跟这个不信主的人生活没有区别。
Too much differently than unbelievers.
In a broad range of areas.
在一个很多的领域之内，就是说基督徒跟不信主的人没有什么太大区别。
The divorce rate among Christians is almost identical.To the divorce rate among unbelievers
in United States.
In the United States.
在美国，这个基督徒的这个离婚率跟这个不信主的这个离婚率几乎就是一样高。
Which, if nothing else, says to me this.
这些告诉我什么呢
？As Christians, our marriages are happier than the marriage of unbelievers.
我们基督徒的这个婚姻呢，跟那个不信主的婚姻一样的不开心，让你觉得不幸福。
And would you agree that they should be?
你觉得是这样吗？你觉得是不是你同意基督徒的生这个婚姻是不是应该比不信主的更幸福呢
？In anonymous surveys，
在一个就是一个不记名的一个调查中
，where respondents anonymously report their honesty at work，
就是说他们就是不记名啊，就是不用说自己的名，他们在工作中的这个诚实程度。
The ethical behavior of professed evangelical Christians in America, and I only know in America, is almost identical to that of unbelievers.
就是那个诚实的程度呢，这个自称为自基督徒的这些人，他们的诚实程度跟那个不信主的他的诚实程度几乎是一样的。
And that really bothers me.
那个真的是让我很
Because it seems to me
因为对我看的
That if I am saying I am a new creation in Christ
如果你说我是一个在基督里新造的人
Then I ought to manage not to steal from my boss A little bit better than my atheist co-worker
我只能说我比我的这个不信主的这个无神论的这个同事呢好像没有从我老板那儿偷窃的少一好像我只是比他更少一点
But we don't.
但是我们却没有。
And this is in a whole range of areas.
这是在各个生活的方方面面。
And so it seems to me that this is a very practical area of teaching. It's not just religious theory.
Oh, just to clarify, you mean the stealing, the shouldn't steal, right?
We shouldn't steal, yes.
就是说作为基督徒你在工作中你完全不应该 stealing, 但是呢却说跟那个不信主的这个调查呢却是一样的。
Yeah, make sure that's clear, otherwise maybe that's
not the problem. Not less stealing, but not stealing at all. 我说不是说少偷一点，而是基督徒就不应该偷窃。
I just figured out why the problem. Here's my point.
这个我要讲的就是
daily,
每一天
in our marriage,
在我们的婚姻中
at our job,
在我们的工作中
in the simple,daily decisions of life.
在每天这个一个一个简单的这个生活做决定当中
you and I,
你和我
will not do what Jesus would do unless we are living in the power of the resurrection.
除非我们靠着这个活在这个复活的大能当中，我们没有办法过这种圣洁像耶稣那样来生活。
You see, the same survey
这个同样的这个调查
that says in your job
问说在你的工作中
do you steal from your boss?
你有没有就是从你老板那偷窃？
Christians and unbelievers measure the same.
这个基督徒和非信主的人呢是他们的回应是一样的。
But in the same survey
但在同样的这个调查中
when it asked
当他问说
Should you steal from your boss?
你应该从你老板那儿偷窃吗？
Christians get an A plus.
然后呢，基督徒马上他的那个回应就是得的是 A.
We know the right answer.
我们都知道这个正确答案。
Hey, teacher, no, you're not supposed to steal from your boss.
老师，我们不应该从那个老板那儿偷窃。
We know what Jesus would do.
我们都知道耶稣会怎么做。
But we do not consistently live.
但是我们却没有持续不断地活在复活的大能当中。
Christians know that we should treat our wives with love as Christ loved the church sacrificially.
基督徒知道我们应该像耶稣基督对待教会那样子去牺牲的这样去爱他们的妻子。
We know that.
这个基督徒是知道的。
Men, do you all know that?
先生们，你们是不是都知道这一点
？Wives, do you know that?
太太们也都知道这一点了。当然，我们都知道。
But by and large, evangelical Christians do no better at it than believers.
但是呢，绝大部分的这个基督徒呢，他们做的却没有比那个不信主的更好很多。
And here is the very practical reason.
这个很实际的原因就是。
My wife needs something.
我的太太需要一些什么东西
that I don't want to do.
她需要一些我不想去做的事情
So it's my desires versus her desires.
所以就是她想要的跟我想要的
And in that moment,
在那一刻
apart from the power of Christ, the resurrected Christ living in me,
除非耶稣基督住在我里边有耶稣基督的大能
Whose desire am I going to be most concerned about?
我会更在意谁的这个心愿呢？是我的还是我太太的？
Me.
是我自个人的心愿。
Isn't that natural?
那是不是很自然呢？
And so, a life of daily surrender to Christ is very, very practical in our relationships with one another.
所以每日的对神降服的生活对我们每天的这个实际生活是非常实际的。
But it happens only as day by day I am taking on, appropriating that power of the resurrected Lord.
所以，但是只有每天我领受这个复活的大能，我才能活出来。
The last thing I want to say this morning.
最后一件我今天早上想讲的就是。
This grace for this kind of life is found in the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
这个恩典彰显在圣灵的内住和同在中。
Galatians 5 has a wonderful image.
加拉太书第五章给我们一个很好的一个描述。
An image that I really struggled with for a long time to understand.
就是他的这个描述，我有很长时间都一直不太能够真正了解。
Do not get drunk with wine, for that leads to debauchery.
他说不要醉酒，因为只会不要醉酒。
But be filled with the Spirit.
但是只要被圣灵充满。
And then he goes on to describe what that life will look like.
然后他就是下边来描述说这样子一个被圣灵充满的生活是怎么样的。
I had read that verse many times.
我读了很多遍那个这句经文。
Without understanding why Paul chose that set of contrasts.
为什么保罗要把这个把用这两个来对比呢？
Don't be drunk with wine.
他说不要醉酒。
Be filled with the Spirit.
而是要被圣灵充满。
And I would read that and I think, what an odd combination.
我说这是两个好像多么好像很奇怪的一种结合。
I could understand, don't be filled with yourself, be filled with the Spirit, I'm sorry.
我理解说不要说被自己充满，而是要被圣灵充满。
I need some kind of a chain on. And one day, I realized,
有一天我就意识到，
when you are filled with wine,
当你是被酒所醉酒的时候，
you are under the control of the wine.
你就是被那个酒精所控制，
right?
是不是？
When you see a person who is drunk,
你看到一个醉酒的人，
they are not under their own mind's control.
他们不是说就在那个自己平常的那种理性之下，
they're under the control of the wine.
他那会儿被酒精控制了。
And so he says,
然后保罗就说，
here's the contrast that he's making.
这是保罗所做的一个对比。
Be under the Spirit's control.
你要被圣灵所控制。
The same way the drunk man is under the wine's control.
就像那个这个醉酒的人被那个酒精控制一样。
When you are filled with wine, you are under the wine's control.
当你被那个醉酒的时候呢，被酒充满的时候，你就被酒精控制了。
When you are filled with the Spirit,
当你被圣灵充满的时候，
you are under the Spirit's control.
你就是在圣灵的掌控之下。
And so he tells us over and over, Paul tells us what that will look like.
所以保罗就不断地告诉我们这个看起来被圣灵充满是怎么样的生活。
Galatians 5,
加拉太书
the fruit of the Spirit,
第五章他讲到说圣灵所结的果子
love,
就是
joy,
仁爱喜乐和平。
These fruits,
这些果子
Not because I decide I'm going to be a loving person.
不是说我自己决定说我要成为一个很有爱心的人。
But because I decide I am going to live under the control of the Spirit.
而是我定义说我要活在圣灵的掌控之下。
And as I am filled with Him,
当我被圣灵充满的时候，
this is the fruit that comes out of my life.
这就是从我生命中所彰显出来的果子。
If you squeeze a tube of toothpaste,
如果你拿一个那个牙膏的话啊，你就使劲儿那个挤牙膏的话，
what comes out of the tube?
你说这个牙膏里边挤出来出来的是什么？你挤的话，
toothpaste 啊，
出来的就是牙膏。
We put it over here. Paul says this.
保罗说，
back in verse 19 in the same chapter.
在五章第十九节同一章。
If you squeeze an angry person,
如果你就是去挤压一个生气的人，
what comes out?
这个生气的人出来的是什么呢？
Anger,
生气，愤怒。
Right?
Yeah.
If you squeeze a spirit-filled person, what comes out?
如果你挤压一个被圣灵充满的人，那出来的是什么呢？
Joy.
是仁爱、喜乐。和平，恩慈，所有的这些圣灵的果子，忍耐。
Here it seems to me becomes a good measure of what am I filled with.
所以呢，这是一个很好的一个衡量你到底是被什么充满的一个标准。
When I am squeezed,
当你被挤压的时候。
It is easy for love, joy, and peace to come out.
那就是很容易，这个仁爱、喜乐、和平从我里面流露出来。
There is a beautiful church service.
是在一个很好的教会的这个崇拜当中。
Lights on the tree, candles, beautiful carols.
不管是大家唱的那个圣诞诗歌，
night, holy night always.
然后那个所有的灯光啊，让我觉得有这个仁爱喜乐和平出来是很容易的。
But when I've been squeezed my life,
但我在生活中被挤压的时候
，What comes out?
那到底是什么出来呢
？If I'm filled with the Spirit,
如果我是被圣灵充满
，His fruit will come out.
他的果子就会出来。
You must understand this.
我们必须要了解。
You cannot sit there with a toothpaste bottle.
你不能拿着一管牙膏。
And fill it with toothpaste.
你不能再往里面灌牙膏，对不对
？You're just gonna make a mess.
你如果你想从牙膏里面再往里面灌牙膏的时候，你弄得一团乱麻。
I tried when I was a little boy.
当我是个小孩的时候，我就然后我把牙膏挤太多出来，我就想把那牙膏再放回去。
You can't get it in there.
一旦挤出来，你没法再
放回去。And I nor you can fill myself with the fruit of the Spirit.
你和我都没法。用自己的能力把这个圣灵的果子给放进去。唯一他能够这种行得通的办法就是方式，就是每一天，你就是活在他圣灵的掌控
之下。
我想保罗那会儿给的一个形象不是牙膏，哦，就像一个帆船。
Spirit in Greek is wind.
在希腊文里边，这个
and when the wind
圣灵是那个风的意思
sail of a boat.
所以呢，当圣灵像这样风吹这个帆船的时候
，it pushes, it drives, it directs.
它就引导它，就把它推向那个方向。
And if I am being filled with the wind of the Spirit in my life,
如果我被圣灵的风所充满
，now I am going to live with that kind of peace, love, joy, patience, goodness, kindness.
然后我就会活在那种仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善当中。
Not by saying how do I do?
不是说靠着说我要这么做。
But by daily surrendering to His.
而是在每天就是降服于他的掌控之下。
Next week we'll look at what that looks like in a daily pattern.
下一次我们就来看在每天生活中是怎么样的。
Lord, I thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢你。
I ask that this will not just be theory.
求你真的是让这个不单单是理论。
Not just be something to learn and study.
不是什么东西来学习的。
But that it'll be a reality in each of our lives.
在我们每个人的生活中都是真实的。
Help us to be people who live like you.
帮助我们成为像你的子民。
Who are filled with your fruit.
是充满了你的果子
look like you in our daily life.
在我们每日的生活中看着像你
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen.